Kyle.
Joe.
I want you to keep something between me, you, and the patrons of this episode.
That's a lot of burden for me to carry.
I was not wearing pants that episode.
I was wondering why you turned your camera off to get a drink. I was like, oh, that's weird.
My tidy whiteies.
Hey, it's fine. Mid-episode, I had to undo my belt because it was hurting my stomach.
Oof, no.
Like the belt comes buckle? Off. Like I had to undo it.
Yeah, no, the belt comes off once you're home. Hell, once I reach the car, that thing's coming off. Belts are inconvenient.
They suck. I have been seeing this thing on TikTok. I think they're called, oh my God, is it just a belt loop? It's super dumb. Naming-wise.
Is it connected by magnets?
No, but it's basically just a side thing. It's just a loop that loops around the side loops of your pants that Velcros and act as the belt itself. So you don't have the belt buckle in the front. You just tighten it on the side. And it's only like two or three loops, I think one on either side or something like that.
They say they're like,
innovation
has stopped.
Yeah.
But it's like, no, actually innovation continues.
Yeah.
That sounds ingenious.
Yeah. I'm thinking about it. I don't know if it'll work well, but.
Yeah. I have like this one where it's like, it's held up by a magnet. And so you just choop, choop. That was nice.
Honestly, if they weren't so damn hard to find a good one, let alone unconventional, suspenders are great.
Yeah.
But like, I can't. If you have to use the bathroom, it's a whole process.
Yeah, how does it? You gotta take this.
Yeah, especially like if I'm gonna put it underneath a t-shirt, I'm basically getting undressed every single time I need to use the bathroom.
Exactly. It's just.
It's ridiculous.
Also, I do want to say, it is hot in this room.
Yeah, it is freezing solid, down here. It's very cold down here.
It's solid 90s. I have to. And the thing is, oh man, my friend Amy, she's had a rough time of it. I could only open up one of the windows. Uh-huh. And it's the one right next to my mic, and I'm not letting you hear like a gust of wind or cars going by. The one all the way across from me, that window's broken because Amy broke it. Because Dum Dum tried to lift it on just one side, and she snapped it because the window was old. And so we need to get a new frame. So she gave me a goddamn project this weekend.
Cool.
So I'm dying here.
Yeah.
It's hot. All the time. Imagine you being a sweaty mess when you're going to sleep. It's not good.
No, I hate it.
It's not good.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Put the AC in April?
I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
I mean, global warming, man. You know?
Yeah. How am I doing? I'm doing okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going up to Sleepy Hollow this past weekend to film the showcase was fun.
Oh, dude. That looked awesome. You guys, like, if y'all don't know, they actually have, like, a legit set that they're using.
Yeah, we went to Mike's work. Yeah, we went to Mike's job, and where he works at a film place. And, the cinema. We used the set. It was weird. It's a lot of outtakes because we've never done something like that before. So it was a lot of growing pains. I hope people enjoy it. There's tons of things I can nitpick that I wish I could have done better. But it's super cool. I'm excited for people to see it. But going up there was fun. It was great to see Mike and Kelsey and hang out with other people and do something cool. But the entire time I was there, I was like, I wish I could just chill out on a couch. And just kind of – because I came home Sunday and then I was right back to work on Monday.
Yeah.
It's kind of the same feeling I'm getting knowing PAX is next week. And knowing, like, I was somehow work gave me off Thursday and Friday. I don't know why they agreed to that since I'm a new hire. But knowing that is still not, like, away time. You know what I mean? Like, I'm basically going to be working the whole time.
Yeah.
It's just, it stinks. This full-time job, man. It's weird.
It's whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I thank God they didn't ask if I wanted to go to PAX because I would have said no.
Yeah.
I was afraid that they'd make me, but thank God. They're just like, hey, how do you feel about conventions? And I was just like, hey, I'll tell you how I feel by the end of the year. How about that?
Are you guys going to be there?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yep.
I'll stop in. I'll be like, hey, I know Joseph Moran.
And they'd be like, who are you?
I'm his podcast co-host.
They're like, someone bring security. No, there's a strange man here.
I'll just start going around saying, I'm the best co-host that ever is and ever will be. Just say that ever all over the place and see who catches on.
And they're like, what this guy's talking about? What's this? Huh?
We rated,
we're like on the top 50 of the iTunes charts. Please notice us.
Yeah.
No. Is it like a consistent 50? Like every other week? Talk to us when it's every week. Talk to us when you're in the top 20s, bud.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how it would, that's how it be.
I'm a little nervous about it, though. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be weird being in such a big place with a lot of people, apparently. I don't know how many people are going to be there, but it's going to be weird.
So, the way that I was told GDC was like, people were pretty far apart.
Okay, cool.
So, like, I feel like you'll have plenty of room.
Good.
I think you'll be fine. I think you'll be fine. And you're double vaxxed, right?
I'm double vaxxed. Double vax, boosted, and ready to party.
There you go.
Yeah. In a safe way.
Yeah, in a safe way. And socially distance and wear a mask.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Of course.
Yeah. Because, there was like no way. I'm like, no, not me. Could not be for me. Mm-hmm. Could not even be slightly convinced. Because, like, I was asked, I remember, I don't think it was this company, but they were like some other one, like, how would you feel about E3? I was like, how about I tell you no? Like, you don't want to go to E3? It's like, usually no, and in this climate, no way in hell. I don't know, like, again, like, when I go to, like, PAX, like, of course I would love to be, like, in media, right? But it's hard for podcasts to get noticed by anyone, god damn it. It's a struggle, it really is. And I understand why, but it just sucks. That being said, I never like had the dream of like going to E3.
Yeah,
never was.
We said this on the show.
Yeah, I know, but like most conventions, I'm just like, no way. It's too many people. Back off. Punch your face.
PlayStation Experience, though, if it comes back.
That's yes. Yeah. Oh yes. Yeah. But like, still not this year.
Oh yeah, I got you.
I ain't getting sick again.
I'm not gonna force you to do anything. Once you don't is enough.
Once is enough.
Of course.
You know. I gotta get that fourth boost or whatever they call it.
Yeah. The Nitro. The Nas. <Yeah. laughs>
The Nas one?
Yeah.
The Lil Nas X one? Yeah, that's why. Okay. I don't know, man. I've been in a place, you know?
Yeah.
Been thinking about World War III a lot lately.
Yeah.
I don't think it'd be that bad.
This is a take I haven't heard before.
No, that's what I tell myself. I'm like, you'll be fine. I'm on this other seaboard. Nah, you know, it's fine. I was thinking about it because I'm in love. I'm here to say it. Okay, goddamn it, I'm in love.
Where is this conversation going?
I'm going to tell you how.
I'm going to be fine for World War III. Yeah, I'm in love.
I'm in love. I'm in love. Okay. And I'm going to tell you with who. So, a little pretext because I've been thinking about World War III. I've been looking at what's going on in the world. I don't know if you know this. Pretty crazy stuff's happening, right?
Have you heard about this?
Have you heard about this? Have you seen this? Shit, I didn't do that this episode. I knew I was missing something. While I was doing the outro, I'm like, Joe, you forgot to do something in this episode. Damn it. But, like, Finland's like, we're going to join NATO this summer. And Russia was just like, you best not, because we don't think that'd be very good for European stability. And Finland, like, in a no-filter way, was like, yeah, because of you, there's no stability in Europe. But they're like, you're exactly the reason why we're doing this. But they were literally like, well, if you want to do something about it, you could send your troops here to meet the 200,000 Russian soldiers that are in the ground right now. And I was like, whoa, that's a boss. That's a boss-ass bitch thing to say. Because if y'all don't know, prior to World War II, or kind of like during, I believe, or the prelude of, Russia invaded Finland. Mm. And it was also like a military fumble of epic proportion.
Yeah.
and Finland obviously won. So that being said, I was like, oh my God, let me see. Let me take a look at this prime minister that said this.
Kyle, oh, jeez.
Look up the Finnish prime minister.
Okay.
Finnish. F-I-N-N-S. Oh, sorry. I-S-H. Prime minister. Yeah, she's a cutie.
Yes, she is.
She's a cutie. And apparently she got in trouble because she went clubbing. So, like, she stayed up too late clubbing. So I think she may be a little bit too crazy for me, but I'm in love. Because I'm like, there's no way. I like my sleep.
Oh, my God.
You're telling me I have to go to a place and I can't leave until like 1, 2, 3 in the morning?
No, you can leave whenever you want.
No, that's not. If you're cool, you don't do that. But yeah, so Finnish prime minister, badass.
Oh, she's also married, by the way.
Oh, so she got double in trouble. Partner was like, oh, hold up. You went where?
Yeah. Where who?
Where who? This is about to be World War III in this house, girl. Yeah.
I've been thinking about that. It's wild to see that she is 36 years old.
And running a government.
Yeah. And I'm going to be 35 in a month, and I am currently in the basement of my parents' house. Wild. Yeah. Absolutely wild.
What twists and turns they went through.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I was thinking about that the other day, because there's like some, like, there's some like people like, yeah, our age or whatever, or like 27, they got like Oscars. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I always think of that it was a conversation of old coworkers of mine that were older than me by a few years, and they were like, man, look at LeBron James. Me and him are the same age.
Exactly.
And look at what he's doing.
Yeah. And I'm here. It's exactly, like, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just life. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. That said,
maybe in my second life, I'll be one of those.
You believe in second lives?
I do.
Oh, that's nice.
I believe in reincarnation and stuff like that.
Nah.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, you're in the ground. All right, Sonic the Hedgehog 2.
Speaking about going to the ground, go away, Sonic. I'm tired of you.
69% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Nice.
Audience score, 97%.
Ooh.
Looks like the Sonic 2 is onto something, man.
Yeah. Have you seen the post-credit scene? I won't spoil it for people who haven't seen it. I have. Yeah, I laughed so hard.
Okay.
Just
Mega
because,
Man shows up. I don't know.
It's another Sonic character.
Sure.
But it's just like, oh, why is it Sonic? Out of all things to actually latch on and be the shining example, why is it Sonic?
Why is it Sonic? Keeps me up at night, man.
Yeah. But me saying that, I don't know what the inverse of that is. Like, what other video game mascot could take that place?
I mean, hopefully Mario would deserve it more.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I love the old movie. I unabashedly love that old movie. I don't care. It's fantastic.
Oof.
You oof yourself out of here with your no pants on self.
Mm-hmm. Just wait. I got to meet someone on Twitter. They're annoying me.
Uh-oh.
They annoy me. Shut up with the $70 game bullshit.
Oh, stupid.
You get muted. You get muted. Oh, God, I hate it. Let's go back to World War III talk. I found out today, because I've been doing a lot of history. I've been doing, like, because, like, if something's going down, I genuinely want to not just know about the topic, but, like, I want to know the history of, like, how we got there to this point. Mm-hmm. I always find that rather fascinating. I found out that currently in the conflict, Ukraine has destroyed over 497 Russian tanks.
Whoa, that's a good number.
That's a good number. It's a great number. Gotta get those numbers up.
Yeah.
That is the equivalent. This is how massive of a loss this is. This is the equivalent of both France and Germany's number of tanks they have combined.
Whoa.
So
that's cool. That's a cool stat.
Yeah, that is crazy. And it just got me thinking, I'm like, this force is running against another, capable army, but they're experiencing a literal ounce of the firepower that we could deliver. Mm-hmm. It's like, if I was this douchebag, I would be packing it. Like, I would be like, yeah, no, Biden, whatever you say, but here's everything back. Sorry about everything. I'm going to pay for it all.
Yeah.
Like, it is nuts. Because, like, the reports have always been like, yeah, Putin's going to, like, yell a lot. He's going to say things. But, like, he genuinely doesn't want to open conflict with us because he knows he'll lose. And it would be devastating. Mm-hmm. And, like, we're seeing that firsthand. And I just find that totally interesting. And I can't, not to say I can't wait. I look forward to when this is all over and the rebuilding can be done of us, coming in and having like a charity stream for, the infrastructure work that's going to have to be done in Ukraine. Like that excites me because I know we'll be able to do some good. I was even thinking, I'm like, man, I would like love to go over there and like help build a house. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like that's like, I've been thinking a lot about giving back. I don't know. That's what I've been.
I mean, that would mean you'd have to put pants on.
Ooh, deal breaker. Negotiable.
But that is nice that you're thinking about doing something charitable, not just with your money, but with your time and yourself. That's awesome.
Yeah. I was just like, I'll know I'll fuck up the foundation. I'm not good with hammers.
I like to tell, or I used to like to tell, because we don't get along with this side of the family too much.
Right.
My aunt and uncle who live in front of me, I helped build their house with the contractor as like a summer job while I was trying to find something. And I was in charge of putting the anti-hurricane hinges on the beams of the roof or whatever, just nailing them in to make sure everything's secure.
Yeah.
And I used to always say, well, you better hope I did it right, because I don't know.
I think I did good.
I think I did okay. They also found me sleeping upstairs once in the summer in the heat, laying on the floor of the garage or whatever. It was, good times.
Yeah, no, I'm not good with my hands.
Yeah, I'm not either. That time is come and gone. I've done my hard labor time period.
Yeah.
I'll just mess
something up. No, my hands are soft.
No.
I'm not good at working. I'm good at observing things. Oh, speaking of Kyle, I got the standing desk.
Oh.
Ooh-wee. And I took apart the old desk.
Yeah.
And my brother's like, I'll see if I can fix this up.
We heard that, a year ago?
Exactly. I'll see. First off, still, where is it? In the basement, all in pieces. love to see it. But like, then I brought this thing up, which is like 100-ish pounds, I would think. Oh my God. It sucked. Because I can't use my torso because I got a hernia. Mm-hmm. So like I was pushing it with my leg. Ooh. So like I almost busted my hamstring. I felt like the day afterwards. But man, I put together a desk. And first off, I disassembled it. I did half of it. And like Amy did the other half. She really got involved with it. And I woke up the next day sore as shit.
Yeah, man.
I'm like, if I'm going to move in 4 years, how's that going to happen? How's that going to work?
You're going to hire a lot of movers, a lot of people to do the things
for you. But then I'll get bitched at for doing that.
By who?
My parents. I'll get the silent judgment from my father, and you don't know how painful that is.
They don't got to know. They don't have to know.
No, they will. They'll be like, who are these strange people in my house? Why are they taking the TV?
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
But then, that's the other thing. Like, I've been thinking about, like, making the next steps. That makes sense.
Of what?
Like, okay. Of like, okay, I got humble brag. I got my public loan. Or sorry, I keep on saying public. My private student loans should be paid off by September. Mm-hmm. And then I can start saving up for a house. And so I was just like doing the math there of like, how fast can I get out of here? what does my pay need to be to afford X house? Mm-hmm. What should my price range be? And all that jazz.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about where to move as well. It got me thinking, Kyle.
I'm just over here thinking, how can I afford a soda next week?
How can I afford more Hawaiian punch?
Exactly.
No, is if you ever move, right?
Yeah.
How far away could you move?
That is a excellent question that I struggle with every single time I think about it.
Yeah.
It's what I think it's hard for me, and it's been hard for me to think about being far from the kids. Mm-hmm. Even though they're not mine, they are in my brain, they are mine, if that makes any sense. Yeah. My nieces and now my nephew. So to be super far away from them makes me sad. Like, I'm tearing up just thinking about it. I don't know what that limit is. Is it an hour away? Is it an hour and a half away? Like, I mean, I could do it longer, but it would destroy me.
Yeah. Because I was thinking about it for realsies. Because, you know, my parents gave us the deadline, which is funny because they're like, you know, my brother, you need to go. Joe, you can stay if you like.
Like, yeah.
No, I'm good. But they're like 3-4 years. And I'm like, in this housing market, I'm thinking 4 or 5. Uh-huh. But they want to go to Pennsylvania. Don't blame them. Taxes in Jersey are insane. And I was even thinking about that. I'm like, dude, just like getting a condo here is just too much money.
Yeah.
Like, I would much rather, I feel, move to the South. It's a little slower. You know what I mean? Open. Have a nice little house. I've always wanted a little house.
Yeah.
I don't know about you. I've never wanted like a big extravagant thing.
Oh, nothing crazy. I just want like a modest house with some dedicated rooms, like a theater room. I think is really all I want. Or, exactly. That's all I need. That could even just be accomplished with like a really nice finished basement.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. In the South, for some reason, it's probably why that we won the war, but like, they don't believe in basements. Mm. We don't believe in basements.
It's weird.
It's strange. Yeah. Cause we have a basement here. What? Like this house too. I'm like, I wonder how much this house would go. Cause like, we do have a lot of rooms, but like a lot of them are small. So we got this one, that one, four. Like, we got 4 rooms. You can consider bedrooms, a basement, 2 baths. And it got me thinking, you know, I'm like, what is the game plan after the house? So like, for me, I'm like, I would like a little thing, like a little ranch, good security system. Ain't nobody stealing my shit. I want like turrets, you know, I want turrets and trip wires.
Beware of dog everywhere on your property.
No, beware of robot. Sentient. It's like a picture of the Terminator.
House guarded by lasers.
Exactly. But like, I just want one room to be like the studio, one room to be my bedroom where I gets my on. And,
oh man,
I was gonna say freaks on. I was like, oh whatever. And then like maybe one more that I could turn into like a mini theater room. But then like eventually, let's just say I buckle down with someone.
Yeah.
And we make a baby.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that would be for the kids. Shit. So, like, I'll have, like, a guest room for the moment. You know?
Yeah.
So, you want to rent from me?
is this where the conversation is going? So, Kyle, when do you come in to just pay me money to stay with me?
Yeah. It'll be cheap. It'll be good.
How cheap?
Oh, man. You put me on the spot. I think a good, like, $500 is like...
All
right. Oh, that's good. Okay. I feel like
that's pretty good.
I also offered it to Amy because like Amy right now she pays around $800. It's like, dude, you live on a third floor. That sucks.
Yeah.
How about this? $600, and you're not bothered by jack shit. You know.
Yeah.
I feel like that's nice.
Yeah, it is nice.
Yeah, because like I would rent from someone I know. I don't want some. Again, I have a PS5 here. That's what I'm thinking in my head. I have a fucking PS5. This thing is like gold.
Yeah.
I don't want any, you know, Jack or Jill here.
Yeah, I gotcha.
They see this beautiful LG, even though it's 4 years and it'll probably be holograms at that point. I'm like, yeah, I think I could take this. I want that.
Yeah. Just knowing, like, when you're out of the house and they're there, they're touching all your things.
Exactly. Like, I feel like, so
you come back and your Elden Ring save is gone.
Fuck. So I think I would have like a nice conversation. We'd be on the dinner table talking about it. And then I just literally like, okay, so you're going to stay here, right? And then I just put down the Glock on the table. And I'm like, and here's the ground rules.
Oh, boy. I don't know if I could stay with you, Joe. Mm-hmm.
Like, here's the ground rules. I'm the chief of this tribe.
Oh, man.
Or else we'll play a good game of Russian roulette.
Oh, no, thank you.
And this is a striker fire pistol, by God. And you're going first. By God. But yeah, that's what I'm always just afraid, always, all the time. It's like Puerto Rican fear, I guess. Someone just breaking in and jacking all my shit.
Yeah.
I want that to be the worst.
Yeah, of course it will.
Yeah. But that's what I was thinking about. Stressing out over things that are in the far future.
Yeah, it's normal. It's normal.
Hate it. Mm. I hate it so much, dude. Like, why am I thinking about and stressing out over this thing that is 5 years away?
Yeah.
Knock it off.
Yeah.
In World War III, the Finnish president. I might be in a palace in 3 years. Who knows where life will take you.
Oh, man. You hear that, Finnish prime minister? Get your husband out of the way. There's a Mr. Badman on coming.
You know what? Let me see. Just one sec. Other attractive prime ministers. Oh, and the first one is Finnish. Okay, here's one. Irish Times. Justin Trudeau and 9 other hot politicians. Okay, let's see. Let's take a look at that. Oh, my God. Justin Trudeau. Jesus Christ. Emmanuel Macron, I don't think. I don't know. No. Kim Jong-un's in here. Come on.
Oh, jeez.
Barry Barack. Very compliment. Or nice compliment. Sasha Malia. Michelle. Appreciate it. Leo, no. No, JFK. No, not like, not right now. I'm sorry, I mean like right now, not like in the 60s. Just wait, I'm going to try to hook you up. Because listen, if I'm getting the Finnish prime minister or whatever, I want you to have someone famous and in power. You know?
Thank you, Joe. I appreciate that. Be the power, okay. The power couple of podcasting.
Exactly. Okay, we have Eva Kaili, K-A-I-L-I. She's a member of European Parliament. She's 38 years old, represents the Panhellenic Socialist Movement. Oh, boy. She is a television news presenter before entering politics. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
But she's pretty.
Yeah, she's pretty.
But, like, is she in high enough power, you think? Or, like, you, because, like, I don't want you to be like, oh, Joe got a prime minister. Only got this member of parliament. Of course, Joe would. Of course,
oh, know. Man.
I don't want that type of resentment. So, I want to see.
Oh, my God. I am so uncomfortable by this whole conversation.
I'm just trying. I'm trying to help you out, dude. I'm trying to be a bro. Let me be a bro.
Oh, boy.
I don't know. Do you think you could break up a marriage with Justin?
I can't break up any marriages. I don't have that in me.
You got charm.
No, I don't have it in me.
They're telling. They say David Cameron's sexy. What are like the New York Times standards of sexiness? It's all over the place. This is out of whack. Okay, Spain's prime minister is attractive. He's an attractive man. That's an attractive fella. What's his name? One sec. And the headline is, move over, Justin Trudeau. There's a new hot prime minister in town. His name is, oh, meet Pedro Sanchez, Prime Minister of Spain. Look this up. Yeah, he's got a beautiful smile. This man's got a nice smile. I think you two would be happy. I get it. He's not your type. You know?
Yeah.
Different sex and whatnot.
Hey, it's a handsome fella.
Oh, wait. Oh, wait. How do you feel about moving to Israel?
I don't know.
You don't know? It's pretty far away. Wait a second. Oh, wait. She was only in... Oh, no. She was part of the Young Conservative Party, Liberal Alliance. And, oh, she was only in power for a year. She's very pretty. Listen.
I could be the King of Jordan. The Queen of Jordan is pretty attractive.
You think you can do that?
I think I can do that.
Okay, but let me see what type of government Jordan is. What type of government?
Her name is Rania.
Let me see. It's a parliamentary system, a constitutional monarchy. So you're okay with the monarchy?
I don't know.
Okay.
I have to have a long, hard look at myself.
You think you could dethrone King Abdullah II?
I mean, listen, Rocket League 1v1 me, bro.
All right, there you go. We have split up. We have become world powers. That's how we end the show. Playing Would You Rather, Political Leader Edition.
Oh, my God.
Everybody, with all that said, with all that out of the way, everyone, keep your wits about you. Keep hunting. Keep playing PlayStation. See you next week.
Bye. Love you.